Hey, this is Kennedy with WDKX, and I'm here with Brian Jackson. Can you tell us about yourself today?
Yeah, my name is Brian Jackson. Been here at Rochester all my life. Right now, working at the Urban League of Rochester, where I'm a site coordinator, working for Mr. Oofman.
So before that, you played sports, right? What sports did you play?
I played basketball. My sport is basketball. I played football just like in the streets, you know, pick up and all that stuff. But my main sport is basketball.
Tell us more about your career and some of your highlights.
So I went to East High School, where I played basketball. We were pretty good. Had a couple of times we could have won some sectional titles, but I'm one of the one players that said I probably got better after. I went to GCC Community College, where I probably had the best career, where I'm still the all-time leading assist leader there. I'm in the Hall of Fame twice, single. And for a team, we had a team my senior year that won 32 games in a row before we lost in the national title. And I competed against Mr. Oofman in college too. So he knows that experience. From there, I went to Mountain State University down in Beckley, West Virginia. It's about 7-8 hours away. Difference in that is when I got there, I didn't know anybody. So when I was at Batavia, all my friends, we all stayed in one house. We all basketball together. So I had to adjust to being out in West Virginia because there's really nothing out there unless you go to the city part of it, which is like 2 hours away. I played two more years there, had a good career there. Came back my third year and got my degree, my bachelor's in communications. What was important, because most people, you know, these days, they don't look to get the degree, right? They're just more the basketball part of it or whatever sport they play. My coach, Bob Bolin, told me, you know, you have these exit interviews when you're a senior with your coach. If you guys don't know that, you know that when you start playing sports. And he tells me that you're close to graduating. I only needed three classes, so I came back and I was a grad assistant. So I was helping out with the team, traveling with the team, recording the game, still practicing with the team, you know, just for extra body.
Just to get the work in.
Yeah, just for extra body. Yeah. To get them ready, and that's all the stuff you got to do because my school was still being paid for. So I was on a full ride. People don't know full ride means everything is paid for. Like, my mom didn't have to come out of pocket for anything. Like, I had access to free food in the cafeteria, and it was D1 NAIA. So I tell people the difference between the NAIA and the NCAA Division I is those guys get the TV timing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. For us, all that, the gear and the sneakers, all that, you still get all that on the Division I. You just don't get access to the TV and the ESPNs and stuff like that. I play with a lot of guys that St. John's, Louisville, that transfers. Guys who don't make it on that level come to D1 NAIA. So I was fortunate. I had a good career playing basketball. So
it sounds like it.
So far as around here, like I told you in there, I'm a head coach now. Mm-hmm. This will be my 13th season at Eugenio Murillo de Hoso Charter School. It's a small school, and I'm also a business owner.
Can you tell us about your business?
My own brand, Brian Jackson Elite Training, where I train every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Been doing it for 6 years now. I probably got, probably about 60, 65 kids. It could be more that I train on a weekend basis. A lot of big names have came through my gym, one being Melvin Council Jr., that you guys had up here a couple weeks ago. So me and his dad are real tight, and his uncle. Like I said, I never thought I would be one, a basketball coach, or be running my own business, training kids, giving back the knowledge that was shown to me as I was coming up in this game in Rochester. So I'm still going strong with the coaching, still trying to build my brand bigger and better. So the good thing about Eugenio, they're building a gym. So the gym I train in is kind of old looking, but I still get a lot of kids to come in there.
Where's the location of your training?
27 Zimbridge Street.
If people wanted to contact you for training, where can they reach out at?
They can reach out on Brian Jackson Elite Training on Facebook. It has all the information on there. That's where most people contact me. I do have business cards and stuff too that I give out, and I showed you my little business page and all that stuff. So
can you tell us about what you're doing with Urban League and what that has to do with the sports and the newer generations of kids, like the youth?
Thank you, Brian, for the assist. My name is Torian Uthman. I'm the Vice President of Youth and Education over at the Urban League of Rochester. And what we're looking to do this year, or what we are going to do this year, is bring STEM science into sports. And so with that partnership, we have this summer going to start up in the fall. students actually experiencing STEM through all sports, football, basketball, kickball, boxing. So it's not all about how you are throwing a spiral, right? Like most people think they go out there and just throw a perfect spiral. It's not about that, right? So it's always science behind it. So we want to make sure all young people are aware of the science that goes into making sure that they excel in their sports, as Mr. Jackson was alluding to earlier about himself.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.